This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 50 of BookCareers.com Live. Episode 50? How did that happen? When I launched this podcast back in January of this year, I thought I would probably run for 6 or even 12 episodes, then take a break before moving on to season 2. If you've been with me since the beginning, you realise that I dropped the season idea round about episode 12 and just carried on to where we are now. I'm actually quite proud of this podcast, not because of the amazing feedbacks and comments that I receive, which I truly love and appreciate, and do please keep those coming, plus a few reviews on iTunes would be welcome. But I'm proud of it because, in all honesty, it is the most consistent thing I've done since my accident all those years ago. To be able to record this, have it ready for 8 a.m. on a Monday morning, along with the corresponding newsletter and social media posts every week for the past 50 weeks without fail, is something that I feel very proud of. Hopefully, I haven't now jinxed things for the forthcoming episodes, as I intend to continue this podcast for the foreseeable, as they say. And if you'd like to contribute to a future episode, either with thoughts and ideas or as a guest speaker, then please do email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. I've spent most of the year talking about careers, about problems at work, job seeking, doing your current job better, and this 50th episode, I wanted to focus on the best bits. The best bits about working in book publishing, that is. Some of these have been gathered from Twitter, some from the 2017 salary survey, and some of my own personal thoughts. Here we go. The best bits about working in book publishing. Number 1. Working with books. In our jobs, we could be doing anything. We could be managing a factory production line, counting frozen peas, we could be marketing a law firm, but we work around probably the most interesting and exciting part of the creative industries. Books aren't a quick fix. They aren't the newspapers of today, which are tomorrow's chip paper. They aren't the dead donkey news item, which has made way for something more interesting. A book is a creative work that someone may have spent years writing. And where you often have conversations about books, long out of print ones, current books, or the new and forthcoming titles, and you're in that conversation when a tingle runs down your spine. I remember my very first job in book publishing, where I was an office junior at Andre Deutsch in the days that Andre ran the company. My first task was to photocopy the manuscript of Leon Uris's The Hajj. It was 1,009 pages long, and they needed 6 copies in time for a meeting. The equipment for this task was a 1974 Rank Xerox photocopier, which was situated in the basement of the building and was kept company with a few cockroaches. The copier had no sorter and no feeder. Every sheet of paper had to be placed on the glass individually. It was a task that took me 3 whole days, but I loved every minute, because I was working on a book. Would I have felt the same joy photocopying a large faceless business document for a meeting? I doubt it. Number 2. You get to work with authors. For every book, there is an author. Someone who has painstakingly pored over their work they may have spent years writing. As a result, an author is extremely obsessive about what they've written and expects you as the publisher to give them a platform which shares their work with the whole world, market restrictions permitting. And talking to authors is always a pleasure. Talking to someone who is knowledgeable about their field or genre and who talks about it with great passion, clarity and strength. As publishers, we take authors' words and turn them into something very special. Point 3. Working with creative and inspiring colleagues. Federica Fiello on Twitter said that the people are the best thing about working in publishing. They almost never do it for the money, as we all know. So it's their passion and urge to better the world that keeps them there, and it truly shows in their kindness and enthusiasm. And Kalensky on Twitter added, "My colleagues are the best thing about working in publishing. They're smart and curious. I'm always learning from them." And this brings me on to point 4, always learning. I always believe the day you stop learning is the day you die. And I often say that everything I've ever learnt, I read once in a book. But when you watch an episode of, say, The Apprentice, you realise how much working in publishing teaches you that others in different industries aren't exposed to. Publishing staff always seem that much more in tune with, well, everything really. And most have a keen awareness of the outside world and beyond. And as for quiz nights in the pub, there is always a reason why your non-publishing friends want you to join them. It's probably because they know you'll have an insight into lots of different facts and figures. Watch an episode of Pointless to see just how much knowledge you have that you've never credited yourself for. Book publishing must also be one of the finest industries because, let's be honest, no one here is here for the salaries. It feels we all do it for love. 5. Free books. Who doesn't like a free book? Depending on the publisher and the role you're in, depends on what books and how many books you end up with. My friends called my home the library for a while and would often come and visit when they were stuck for something to read. I've worked in roles where advance copies were rationed and signed out to those who needed a copy, and worked in roles where I automatically got one copy of every single book we published. When I was temping for a major trade publisher and they sent me a box of proofs of 10 new titles every single week, I do admit I was a little bit overwhelmed, but yes, I did read as many as I possibly could and gave out the rest to customers. But it is the excitement you feel when you see advanced copies, and it doesn't just relate to the production habit of sniffing a new book, but getting excited about what the company you work for is publishing. Then there were the free books you were given as an allowance for something else. In the preparation of this episode, I was reminded of the Atlas of the World that was given to us in lieu of a Christmas bonus one year. The company couldn't afford to give us Christmas bonuses and money to pay for a holiday. Instead, we got a map of the world so we could look at our future holiday destinations on paper. Number 6. Free warm white wine. What is a publishing party or a book launch without the addition of warm white wine? I jest, of course, but there always seems to be a glass of wine floating around the publishing industry somewhere. It's one of the issues I think we have to address in the future, as the new generation of employees don't really drink alcohol, and as mentioned in the past, it might affect our inclusivity as an industry. So this point really should be that the best bits are the social events and networking. There are no end of socials, networking, evening gatherings, informal training opportunities and book groups connected with the book publishing industries. At times, it might feel like you don't need a home to go home to. But if you're building your career or in a new area for the first time and devoid of a live social network, these opportunities could be your saviour. 7. Flexibility. Most publishing employers are flexible. They're flexible in the way they let you work, often giving you autonomy from your early on in your career. They're flexible in how you work, via formal flexible working hours or allowing you to work from home as and when is needed. Over the years, I've found very few publishers unable to implement some version of flexible working, and I think that this is all reflected in how much we all seem to love our jobs, our books, and our industry, and that truly is the best bit about working in book publishing. Merry Christmas, everyone. If you've got 2 minutes, please spread the word, share this podcast, or give it a quick review on iTunes, or maybe do both. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.